Clifford's Family by Norman Bridwell. I'm Emily Elizabeth, and this is my dog. His name is Clifford. We live in a small town, but we were both born in the city. One day we went back to visit our old home in the city. Clifford hadn't seen his mother since he was a tiny baby. She hardly knew him. She still treated him like a puppy. She checked his teeth and she looked at his ears to see if he had been washing them. The man told us where Clifford's brother and sisters lived. We went to find them. Clifford's sister, Carlita, lived nearby. She was taking her owner for a walk. We went back to the park with them. A taxi was blocking the crosswalk. Clifford took care of that. The next we found his brother, Nero. Nero was a rescue dog at the fire station. While we were there, the alarm rang. We followed the truck. Nero rushed into the building. Clifford helped him. Nero was very brave. Then we set off to find the country. Clifford's other sister, Bonnie, was a farm dog. One of Bonnie's jobs was to herd up the sheep into their pen. Clifford wanted to do some farm work, too. He started to drive the cows down toward the barn. One of the cows was a bull, and the bull didn't like the color red. Clifford wasn't scared. He was smart. He didn't want to hurt the bull, so he jumped away. When Clifford jumps, he jumps. He really jumps. We had one more place to visit. It was Clifford's father's home in the town nearby. The house was small, and there were a lot of kids playing in the yard. Clifford's father didn't have any collar or dog dish or doghouse, but he seemed very happy. I guess it was the kids. He sure loved the kids. He was a lot like Clifford, just a little smaller. Clifford wished his family could come and live with us, but they all had people who needed them. Just as I need Clifford, the best dog of all.